All right, so now we're up to 1989, and it is Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers, the official synopsis of this one. 1 year after the events of Halloween 4, the Shape returns to Haddonfield once again in an attempt to kill his now mute niece, Jamie Lloyd. Okay, so this thing is a little wrong in that Michael actually never left Haddonfield, really.
No, he just sleeps a lot.
So what happens at the end of the movie, you see him fall down this well shaft thing. And what you don't see then is the sheriff and the mob that was going after him. Mm. They drop a bunch of dynamite.
Yep.
And they think they're blowing up Michael, but what happens is when he lands after being shot a bajillion times, he's fine, and he escapes out this little passageway.
Just walks away.
And falls into this river. And well, I mean, he might technically be out of Haddonfield, but he's like a mile or so away. It'd be like from Fort Dodge to Badger away,
right?
And he gets found. Like, he goes into this house of this creepy old man, sort of like Frankenstein and the blind guy,
the bird man.
And he's got a giant bird.
Yep.
Michael clearly also has a different mask at this point.
Absolutely.
It looks totally different. It's supposed to be the same night.
This is the one that's too long.
Yeah, the mask is too long. It's very pointy in the nose, too.
It's real dumb looking.
And he goes to kill this old man, but he's like, oh, dude, I've just been shot a billion times, and passes out.
Right.
And the old man's like, oh, I got a new friend. I'm going to take care of him.
He helps him for an entire year.
Yeah, Michael, at this point, goes to sleep again for a while.
Presumably an entire year.
I think the guy would call somebody, but I don't think he's got a phone.
Nah, he like lives in a tree or something.
He lives in like a shack.
Looks like a
shack would be nice. I just want you, everybody, to know, my note for this one, my very first note is, I hate this one. I don't like this movie. I really don't.
It wasn't great.
And one of the main reasons, as I mentioned earlier with like the first movie, I like the friends, I like the teens. I hate every single person in this movie that's new.
You really do.
They're horrible.
You really do.
And I've loved the police officers in all the other ones. Oh. They're bumbly in this one.
Oh, this is the bumbly fool.
They actually have like cartoon, they actually have like cartoon sound effects underneath them a couple times.
It's like a soundtrack that Bugs Bunny would have.
Yeah. And the last time, the last time that we see Jamie, presumably killed her foster mom.
Yep.
Well, she didn't. She lived. Her and the dad, I believe, maybe move away. Or they're not there in this one at all.
Car crash.
And what happens to Jamie? Well, like I said earlier, she's no longer talking. Nope. Which, you think maybe that would be weird, but Michael stopped talking as well.
Yep.
So it could be more of her becoming Michael. She's been in a mental hospital this whole time. She wakes up freaking out because Michael wakes up at the same time, and she's like telepathically linked to Michael now.
Yeah, can she see through his eyes? Is that what?
Occasionally, not a lot. And doctors come rushing. They're like, "Oh, Jamie, what's the matter?" They think that she's needs shock treatment is what they're gonna do.
Okay,
to try to snap her out of it.
Yeah.
And Loomis bursts in. He's like, "No, let her go. Let her be in pain.
She's just a girl."
And eventually calms down. Michael puts the mask on. You see Michael briefly in his place without a mask, and he's got long brown hair now.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's in a ponytail. And
it's been a year, I guess.
I guess it has been a year. So he puts the mask on, and Jamie, like, mimics this thing, too.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he kills the old man and then leaves.
Birdman,
yeah, so he's gone. I'm assuming he kills the bird, too.
He
kills
gets smashed.
Everything. The bird does?
Birdman gets smashed.
Oh, Birdman. Oh, yeah, definitely. So he's betrayed. Ultimate betrayal. My best friend. And then so the next day, Jamie is in the hospital, and Rachel shows up. Our favorite foster sister, Rachel, shows up with their new dog, Max, who's a Doberman Pinscher, who looks like not the friendliest dog in the world.
No, absolutely not.
And she's there, and she brings Jamie like a coloring book or something. She brings him something and brings her something. And then we meet Tina. I hate Tina so much.
Bad. Tina's not that bad.
Right from the opening scene, she's obnoxious and being loud and jumping around. It drives me insane. I don't tell you who else doesn't like her. Dr. Loomis.
Oh, no. Loomis hates everyone.
No, he comes in and basically shuts it down. While they're in there, though, seeing Jamie. And Jamie's super excited to see Tina. She loves Tina just as much as she loves Rachel. And a brick comes through the wall.
Yeah, that was
real. Not the wall, the window.
Yeah.
And it says something like the girl must die.
Yeah.
Because it's Halloween again. It's always Halloween every year.
Oh,
and they know what she did to that foster mom. They know Michael is being born again in Jamie. But otherwise, Jamie's exactly the same, except she's just not talking.
Yeah.
Which, again, shows how great she is as an actress, because you feel for her, and she doesn't say a word.
She is so good.
For most of this movie.
Easily the best part of the movie.
It's such a weird turn. Now, I guess the guy that wrote the fourth one had an idea in mind of what he wanted to do for the fifth. But then he was not rehired. And they didn't ask him his opinion. So somebody else took over writing it. And they didn't know where he was going to go.
Sounds like a Batman vs. Superman scenario.
Kinda, yeah, probably. Jamie's in this, she's in this home. Rachel's like, all right, well, I gotta go home for a little bit. But, you know, I'll be back later. Mm-hmm. And I think Rachel's going to meet up with Tina. They're going to go to this, like, barn Halloween party later.
Yep.
And Rachel goes home. Well, Michael doesn't know much about where Jamie could be, but he knows where she used to live. So, you know, when Rachel's at home all alone, things aren't good for her. Because history will also show you, if you survive one movie, chances are you're not going to survive the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already met this girl, Tina, that Jamie seems to like for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't wait for her to get stabbed. But Jamie loves her. And Kurt apparently loves her too.
I don't hate her.
Rachel goes home and is unceremoniously killed.
Doesn't the dog get it too?
Of course he does. The dog always gets out. No, the dog lives because the dog gets out. Michael lets the dog loose, I think.
Yeah, that lures her out.
Yeah, it lures her outside. Yeah, so then Michael sneaks in the house.
Yep.
And she's just gotten out of the shower. You don't see anything with Rachel because she's a pure nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's uneasy in the house, which they do really good. Like, this part is kind of tense. And whenever I'm alone in the house, I'm always like, I don't want to be Rachel.
Plus, it was like the middle of the day.
Yeah, it's really weird. It is. It's like early in the day.
Yeah.
And Michael shows up and just stabs her. And it's like, I think he stabs her with scissors, too. I think it's a scissor death.
It could be, yeah.
And it's so disappointing because I liked Rachel. And she was such a big part of the last movie. And they just toss her away.
Mm-hmm. Didn't want to give her those big bucks.
Nope.
Big sequel bucks.
And now we're left with Tina helping out. And I think Jamie sees some of this, of Rachel dying, because she freaks out and has like a spasm again at the hospital. They're like, mm-hmm. Jamie, what's the matter? And you meet Jamie's friend. It's this boy that is just the worst.
I do remember the boy.
Like, Jamie, are you all right? He talks like this the whole time.
Sounds like someone else I know.
It's horrible. and she sees something, and Lewis is like, what did you say? Mm-hmm. What did you say?
This is where the cops come in.
I think he like shakes her or something.
Yeah.
And
hates kids.
I think they go to the house to check, but no one's there, right?
Something. These all are just bad.
But you meet these two deputies.
This is
where
the two cops show up, and they just don't fit.
They have weird bubbling music.
At all. They're just dumb.
They're out of a sitcom, really. I mean, they're out of like a TV show.
Absolutely.
Sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back out in the hospital again, and we see Jamie looking out a window. She thinks she sees Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Jamie Lee Curtis did in the first movie.
And so then
I think she tries to run away, right?
Yep.
And she like goes downstairs. You see a door open. You're like, oh no,
mm-hmm.
It's Michael. And she hides in like this vent, I think.
Yep.
Or like an old furnace, I think, maybe, something like that.
Yeah. Some mechanical part.
And it's the guy that works there. He's like, hey, you're not supposed to be down here.
Yeah.
Then where do we go from there? You remember what kind of happens there?
I think we go to the barn.
Is it instantly then the party?
I think it is.
No, wait, no. We meet Tina and her boyfriend, Mikey.
Oh, okay. Which
Mikey's like a 50s greaser in this movie.
On the way to the party, right?
Yeah, it's weird. And Mikey meets Michael.
Yeah.
And Michael like takes his... Mikey's got this real fancy car,
mm-hmm.
and Michael takes this this
rake,
like a little tiny rake,
yeah,
like a hand rake,
yeah.
And he scrapes the car. He's like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
And then Michael disposes of Mikey real quick.
Yeah, right.
I think with that very tool.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
gets him real good with it.
Michael takes Mikey's mask,
yeah,
and puts it over his own mask, or maybe he takes his mask off. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And it's this real weird, creepy looking. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a really detailed face.
Yeah.
But like exaggerated nose and lips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's in the car with Tina. And Jamie knows about this. She can see it. She's like, Tina. Because
she has that telepathy link thing.
I think she screams Tina, maybe, doesn't she?
She
and that's when she breaks out of her not talking.
Yep.
She's freaking out about Tina. Because
Tina's trying to talk to Mikey, who is actual Michael.
Yeah.
And he's just not talking
back. He's just like gripping the reel, like, wheel like super hard, like kill you so hard
he's
later.
In character,
and he's me right at that point, like I hate you so much.
Yep.
I can't wait to like stab you repeatedly. So then she meets up with her two other friends, this blonde guy that looks like a dork and this blonde girl that's just begging to be killed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even remember their characters, who they are at all. It doesn't matter.
No.
Because they are pretty much Michael fodder.
Oh yeah, absolutely,
to be killed. And so they go to this barn party. And the deputies are there. They're like, all right, well, we're going to follow you, make sure everything's safe.
Correct, yes.
And then...
Those deputies.
The dumb ones that you know are just going to be destroyed soon.
There's a kitten scene.
Yeah, the blonde guy and the blonde girl go into a barn to look at kittens.
Play checkers.
And play checkers.
They found kittens.
Yes. Checkers is an innuendo, BTW, if you haven't picked that up yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they're in there. So Michael shows up, and he puts, I believe, a pitchfork through the guy.
He they're about ready to consummate the checkers.
They are, yes, for sure.
He gets forked through the back.
He does.
It pokes her a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, some blood gets on her.
Yeah.
And then she kind of gets chased.
Yep.
And then Michael kills her too, but I don't remember. I don't think he kills her in any interesting way.
Somebody gets scythed at some point.
It's probably her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's her.
My note says, scythe, oh no, teens, stop relating.
And then they hear like a scream. And then I believe a Michael Myers comes out by the cops. Mm-hmm. But it's a fake Michael Myers again.
Yep.
A lot of Michael Myers fake outs in this franchise. It drives me absolutely crazy. And the cops are like, oh, it's fine. Well, the real Michael Myers comes out. They're like, oh, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, then he kills them.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, for some reason, Tina's really upset in the house that Jamie was so upset. And mm-hmm. Mikey's left her. She can't find Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
And so she kind of goes crying into the barn too. And she sees a kitten. She's like, oh, kitties. And she plays with the cats. But then, like, another one of the kittens has blood on it.
All over it.
Yeah. She's like, what is this? And I think she bumps into Michael in the barn. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
And then she runs away.
She bumps into a body, I'm pretty sure.
And somehow Tina...
The body falls out of like a... Like there's stacked up hay.
Okay.
And a body falls out of it.
And somehow, I think the little boy in the hospital hears where Tina's going.
Yeah.
And him and Jamie somehow escape the hospital.
Yeah.
And it's real blurry for me. I don't remember exactly how it happens. I've seen this movie more than I'd like to admit.
There's a car chase, too.
Yeah, that's coming.
Yeah.
Tina gets chased by Michael, gets in the cop car, I think.
Yeah.
And chases her. Maybe she meets up with Jamie. I think she maybe meets up with Jamie.
They definitely meet up again.
They meet up. And then I think Michael crashes the car or something.
Yes.
But then Tina gets killed. I know that.
Correct.
I don't remember how she gets killed, but it's within that moment.
Pretty much this movie is super forgettable.
It's horrible. It's not good.
It is not great.
It feels straight to video, and it's not.
No, yeah.
But one of the weirder things about this movie is before this barn thing happens, you see a bus stop, and a man walks out. You never see his face. He's got black boots, a black trench coat.
Oh, that guy.
Yes. It's the man in black. We don't know exactly who he is, and we're not going to find out in this movie. He has a symbol on his wrist it's like a triangle. I can't say what it is yet. I know what it is. Michael also has this. They show that when he's laying in the...
Did the bird man give it to him?
No. Michael's always had this. We've just never seen it.
Okay.
That's what we will learn. And I'm saying this because it'll come into play later. So that's the man in black. You're not going to find anything out about him here. It's later on in the movie. He shows up for no reason.
It makes no sense.
The writers actually came up with the idea on the set because I think they had the costume. They're like, we'll just throw this in and we'll figure it out later. Which, by the way, if you're planning on making a movie, don't do that. That's stupid.
Big mistake.
That's a bad idea. So Loomis, the cops show up. Michael is, I believe, knocked out in a car or something.
They try shooting him.
Is that what it is? And he falls?
They try shooting him and... Bullets don't work, and he's like, he's coming up on him.
They get Jamie, and they get...
Jamie stops him.
He tries to run down Jamie and the boy, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he does.
Nope, Jamie stops him. Like, she can control his rage or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's that weird telepathy thing again. Yeah. And then somehow Loomis gets her, and the cops are with him again. Meeker has returned,
yeah,
which I liked. And they decide, let's take her to the Myers house. Michael will find her there.
Yep.
And I think even Loomis says, we're taking her to your house, Michael.
Yep. He goes
to set a trap. And this is one thing I hate more than anything in this movie. The Myers house is like a gothic looking house now.
Yeah. It's
the thing that I liked about the original was this normal house.
Pretty regular.
Normal neighborhood house.
Yep.
And now it's just, it's this big, huge thing. And I hate it. I hate it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So much about this movie. So they got this plan to hole up in the house because it worked so well in the fourth movie as well.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, it doesn't work. Michael kills everybody.
Pretty much.
Goes through everybody. So Michael gets through everybody. You can hear the gunshots. And Jamie's upstairs with this cop. He's like, well, take this rope and we'll take you down. You'll go down out the window, and you'll come with me. She's like, okay. And Michael bursts in. The guy shoots him. We know that's not going to work.
Doesn't work.
And so they try to go down through the window. Michael catches the guy and stabs him and kills. No, he hangs him.
Hangs him.
Because he like does the rope around him. Or it's a sheet, I think.
Yeah,
sheet. But Jamie like crawls down this thing and gets out.
Yep.
And Michael kills the guy. So then it's just like Michael and Jamie and I think Loomis are the only ones left in the house.
Fairly certain. Yep.
Yeah, I don't remember what happens to the sheriff. I think he lives. I mean, I think he lives in this thing. Jamie goes and hides.
Mm-hmm.
It is a pretty creepy scene, actually, because she goes down a laundry chute.
Yeah.
And he like stabs through it and he's trying to get her.
Yeah.
And it's pretty tense,
that was
actually.
Messed up.
Yeah, it's pretty like, and if I was her, I'd be terrified at this moment.
Oh, yeah. She climbs back up the laundry chute.
Yeah. So she climbs up the chute.
Yeah.
And then she goes up into like this attic area where she finds all the bodies.
That's right. Yeah.
Where you always find the bodies. Yeah. And that's the first time she sees Rachel.
Yep.
She sees her dog Max again.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a casket waiting for her, which you can assume it's for her because it's like a kid's casket.
Tiny one, yeah.
And she gets in it to hide because Michael's coming up the stairs.
That's right.
And Michael goes up to her ready to stab. And she goes, Uncle? Mm-hmm. And he just like stops like, what?
Uncle Boogeyman.
Oh my gosh. She's like, let me see.
Yep.
So he takes the mask off, and you don't really see his face clearly, but you see his eyes.
Yeah.
Like everything else is blacked out but his eyes. It's really weird. And he's crying. He has a tear.
Yeah.
And she goes to touch it, and he freaks out like, oh my God, you touched me. How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
And he knocks the casket down. She runs out, goes down the stairs, and Michael comes down for her in his slow but kind of more fast pace move. Mm-hmm. And Loomis is down there, and he's like, it ends here, Michael. Again, and he springs chains on Michael.
It's a chain net.
It's a chain net, yeah. But he still grabs Loomis and like smashes him against a window.
Yelp.
Almost killing him. Like you think maybe this is it for him. But then Loomis grabs like a bat and Hacksaw Jim Duggan's him. Grabs it and just beats him with his 2x4.
He whoops him.
And then the cops show up and they arrest Michael and Michael's in chains.
There's tranquilizer darts.
Yeah, they tranquilize him and they put him in prison. And Jamie's in the cop car at the end, outside the police station. Like, just wait here. We'll take you home in a little bit. Again, this girl's been chased for 2 years now. Why would you leave her in the car?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you hear gunfire. You're like, what is going on? Well, the Man in Black shows up.
Yep.
And starts using a machine gun on everybody in the police station again. I'm assuming the sheriff dies here.
Probably.
And then Jamie goes in, and you see Michael's cell, and he's no longer in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jamie turns around, and it cuts to black. It's another cliffhanger.
Maybe the worst ending.
It's not a good ending. It's not a good movie.
This dude just shows up and starts blowing stuff up.
You don't
up.
Know what the relationship is.
Like, who is this guy?
And I will say this, before we get into the sixth movie, Daniel Harris, who's been Jamie for 2 movies in a row, does a phenomenal job.
So good.
They wait until 95 to do the next movie. They ask her to be in it again. She wants to be in it. But she asks for a little bit more money, not much. And they don't give it to her. It's like $1,000 more. And they're like, no. So they recast Jamie to a new actress to be Jamie Lloyd. And it is a train wreck of a movie. So get ready for Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers.